All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and Bobby Ryan, who each got their bonuses for this year as they're wearing their new hoodies.
Wearing's an understatement. I don't know about you, but if I get a strong gust of wind with all this extra fabric, I'm going up in the air.
Look at this. I could be like, you know, Batman in the movie when he glides off the building. I got wings.
I'm going to be the first person to ever take in a $15 hoodie and get it hemmed. Hey,
Bob, I almost got airborne on my dog walk today. I had this out walking the dog. A gust came and I think I got air.
Well, I think you thought we were Anthony Stewart, eh? Like tarp for a sale.
Oh, poor Stewart.
I opened this thing up, it just kept on rolling, dude. Oh, God.
I had to pay extra for all the material, just so we're clear.
I knew I retired and put a few pounds on, but my God, man, like I can wear this. This thing's gonna double as an evening gown if I go out.
I love the Rocky Balboa colors too, eh? The old boxing gray,
looking good.
Yorkie looks like a Sherpa. That's what I.
I'm like, look at this. Double X. Like, where? How do you think I'm on? I'm 200 pounds. Double X.
So I can show you the email. I just said, can we get the guys some stuff? They're probably both in XL because I have a large hoodie.
And yeah, you know what's
it fits me great.
This could be like this could we'll auction this off as like a two it could be like a 3-in-1. It can be a hoodie, a tent, and a kite. We'll get the
And if anybody's sneaking up behind you, you can just lay down and look like a rock because the thing will cover your whole body.
Oh, you know what? I got the perfect person online. Twitter, Kadri sends. He's been bugging me for a hoodie. Here you go.
Send it over.
There you go.
What? It's well, weird. he might be 5'8". We'll make sure we get him the right size.
You can make two.
Well, it's nice to see you. Despite you look a little bigger today than you normally do. I will say, along the lines of the merch, the Salty Wally t-shirt is now available. If you'd like to go to nationgear.ca and you can order that up. So
Everything runs large. Size down.
It's not. I don't know what happened to you two. I will look into this.
More importantly, we got Salty Wally. We need Bob's Don't Be a Pendick shirt. And then we need one for me, too. We'll just do Smartest Man on Hockey with a little cheers. There we go.
Oh, yeah. We could.
Probably make some money off the certified donkey, too.
Certified donkey's a winner. It is a winner.
Hey, but are you going to want to walk around with a t-shirt that says certified donkey on it?
Well, it says don't be a certified donkey. And you put it
on. Well, that's not what.
Wordplay.
It's a wordplay. Well, are you going to walk around with a shirt that says Pendick? Don't be.
Well, that's why I'm not so sure it's in the queue to be made at the moment.
I'm in the South. I'll see those shirts if we start selling them.
Okay. By the way, we have breaking news to tell you about. On Friday night, the Faces Awards were out for Ottawa Awards. I would like to share with you now that we did win for Best Sports Podcast. Plaques are already ready to be made. It's...
with Brent Wallace, Bobby, is that written with a Sharpie? Coming in hot with Brent.
Oh God! So, congrats to winning. I swear to God, it's not doctored like the Kate Middleton pick. It is. This is just as true. We will get it corrected, and I'll get you sent one each.
Talk about election interference, though, man. But you must have stuffed that ballot box every day, Wally. Just you're all over everybody. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote.
I just want to thank the people who did vote. I appreciate it. Yeah. So,
thank you to the extended Wallace family.
It's good to have four people in the family. So now you can go around saying you're award-winning podcaster. So there you go.
I love that. Alrighty. Love that.
Perfect. Okay.
New Twitter bio coming.
Is that a one question though? Is that dry erase, Bobby and Yorkie, or is that Sharpie you put? Because in case we ask, you could like, dry erase it and put the next guy's name on there.
I'll get it fixed. All right, we should probably move on to the show, shall we?
I think we should. Before you do that, I apologize. We should probably last thing. Just go right to the lock of the day because I did take San Jose.
Yeah, you did.
I just want to see how far my gap is getting because time is running out, fellas.
You know, funny you bring that up because I'm not showing it today.
Okay, save that one.
Because you are way ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're so under 500. Wally, you're under 500.
Oh,
thing you're not betting. So
why I'm taking the Ottawa Senators at this point is beyond me. But I keep hoping. So, I will now just be picking to what I think is going to happen, which would probably be the other team.
Well, are you embracing Sens Tankathon?
I am.
Yeah, you got to. It's time. Mm-hmm. It's time.
20 games left. There's a long haul. Like Gavin, you can throw the board up of what's left in the 20 games. They've got 12 road games, just 8 home games. 10 of those games, so half, are against teams in the playoffs. There should be another one. And then I'm trying to think of the East and West. I have it broken down.
But the Sens play well against the teams that are in the playoffs. It's the ones like the Anaheims, San Jose, Columbus, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. It's not pretty. And so they play 15 games against the East. That's what it is, 5 against the West, which... Hey, more West road games would be beneficial for this team as of right now because they can't seem to win on the road against the West, which is bizarre to me. Like, how did you – listen, they deserve to win. I will say, though, I think they should have won all 4 of those games on the road.
They had chances to. They were in games. Right? Yeah. They just find a way.
But now they can't score.
Now if you're not scoring too. But they just – there's always a time when they shoot themselves in the foot. Somewhere along the way.
Well, I was away this weekend. Went to see my younger boy play. Actually, they're in the final 8 for D3 hockey. I got to drive to Hartford on Saturday, boys. Elmira College is they're playing in Hartford. If they win that game, they're going to go to the Frozen Four, which would be incredible. But anyway, I taped the game. I rewatched it this morning. I don't know. Like, they didn't play bad. They only gave 7 shots in the second, 4 shots on goal in the third. Like, they're not given much. Korpisalo was pretty good. They had a ton of chances. Just they lost the special teams game. They gave up the 2 power play goals.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they got the one. And it just seems as though they're kind of they're not really playing with a lot of emotion. It's just kind of I don't know. It just they're playing well, but. It's the perfect storm. They're not playing bad. They're playing well. The habits are better. They're losing. They're going to get a high draft pick. Best thing possible is you can get this season done with as quickly as possible, get to the draft, get some excitement going, and make the changes that need to be made this summer and make them at the draft because that's going to be your opportunity.
Yeah. I think I embraced it before a lot of people.
Excuse me.
I don't like to say maybe embraced it, and maybe I was just a touch more realistic than some people. but I agree with everything you just said, Yorkie. I do. It's just figure out who's going to be here next year. 20 games for each guy to prove what they're worth, 18 for Parker Kelly, and then go from there.
Yeah. Like I loved, you see Brännström, see him carrying the puck last game?
Like, yeah. He had some confidence in himself. Right? In the game. Yeah.
Plays 20 minutes on the second power play. They need to keep doing this so they can actually parlay him into something at the draft, trade him for something that's going to actually get you something back. Because as it stood before Shabbat got hurt, you weren't getting anything. Now maybe they can, if he keeps playing like this, like he looked really good. You can, well, people are going to say, well, why don't you keep him then? Well, because he can't.
Yeah,
like, he's not what you need. He's not what you need.
Extremely miscast. So, exactly. But it would be nice. Like, I thought the way he played at the end of last year was Chabbie out, right? Was it Chabbie that was out that gave him a bunch of time?
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing. Same thing.
He was good. And then I thought he was he had a couple games early this year where I thought maybe he plays himself out of here. But too small of a window. Now he's got 20 full games to really put himself on display, put some points on the board, skate the puck and be creative like you were touted to do. And maybe somebody in this think of a team like San Jose that could probably use a puck moving defenseman a little bit because they have some big right-handed guys up there that were whole buddy. So there's an opportunity. I would love to see it just for the player. He's a good kid. I played with him for a year, give or take.
Oh, you did.
Nice kid. Yeah. I would like to see something happen for him.
Yeah. Well, people will say, well, then why don't you keep him then? If you like him that much.
No, we've gone through this. You can be a nice guy and not be in the right spot. There's a ton of players on this team. That should
chase
probably get moved.
Chase the tail
fit.
Around and just keep chasing your tail around in the circle. It will just keep round and round we go. Is the Sens like it's because this is what happens this time of year. You get tricked. You get tricked.
Yes. Because now there's nothing. There's no pressure anymore.
No.
So now that's why this is that why Eric Brännström is skating like Bobby Orr. I know I'm being facetious, but. Like,
yes
there's
no
pressure
yes
for
no.
him to make a mistake for the most part. He's not really going to get benched at this point.
No. No. Remember when we talked about deadline showcasing, which is a thing, whether people want to believe it or not. End of the year showcasing is certainly going to be something in his wheelhouse this year. And he's when he skates the puck up, I will say this. He is what he is. He is what he is when he skates the puck up. The puck does often die on his stick, but he gets through the neutral zone, and I would love to just see him get through the neutral zone, beat a guy, kick it out, and drive or lay back. He just seems to do a little too much at times, and like it's like simplifying it with keeping it more simple, if that makes sense, right? Like simplify it with while moving your feet and getting up the ice. Cause he's got a great shot. I'd love to see him get some open looks for the rest of the year.
I find he gets angled off a lot to his backhand when he's carrying the puck. It happens in his own zone when he's not playing as much. And then he doesn't really get in the rhythm of game. Then he makes a few mistakes, but when he's playing a lot, I see exactly that, Bob. He gets it up nicely through the neutral zone, but I find he always enters on his backhand side.
Yeah.
And it's weird. But you know, forwards are so smart in the NHL. They'll force you to your back end because they know you'll have no play. But yeah, or even just carry it to the red line. And if you can't kick it out, just a little soft chip to the corner, Like, I, as a defenseman, I hated that when you made me turn and go get it, and I got like someone just chased me down because you got no chance. I find when the Sens do that, I just they play much better. Like obviously carry it in when you can, but those little chips, man, you got to play D to know how much they drive. You know who was a specialist at that, Wally? Marian Hossa. He used to come up to D-men, and he kind of put the puck, and he used to just put it right behind you, like right behind your feet. You know, like had to turn, and you just poke it by, and right, and he'd be gone every time. It was like nothing fancy, but it works.
It does. Yeah, it does work. I was never quick enough to do it, but I had to be a little more creative.
You had the long stick. You're like in, out, drag around.
Yeah, I had to try different ways.
We have also some breaking news about Josh Norris. So let's get to that. We're way off on the Nerd Report. You guys all in this chat about branding that was not at all mentioned to me before.
Sorry about that. You still got to keep it under an hour. I got parenting to do.
All right, well, let's get to it. This show proudly presented by Betway, official betting partner with the National Hockey League. Bet your way with Betway. Must be 19 or plus. Please bet responsibly.
And as always, our show is brought to you by our good friends at BEI, Ottawa Valley's heavy civil general contractor, both public and private sectors. When planning your next project, consider them for your aggregate supply needs, all things equipment rentals, haulage, floating, concrete, formwork. You got it. They can move it. You can find them at 613-432-1120 or at their website at bonisharexcavating.com. BEI is helping to shape Ottawa Valley. Slow down.
And our good friend, Douglas J. Mattress, named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort, feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, and of course, it's a great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians with over 10,000 five-star reviews. It's easy to order online. You get free shipping and get your Douglas delivered right to your door, usually in 1 to 4 business days. Every mattress comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, pillows, sheets, and a mattress protector. Order your Douglas mattress today. Don't wait. Start your 365-night sleep trial by visiting douglas.ca/CIH.
Nice work, gentlemen. All right. Josh Norris. Unfortunately, the news came out today. Not overly surprising. He's going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. That's the third time in 5 years. The second time in basically a year. Now the Jacques did say today that 4 to 6 month recovery should have him ready for training camp. We can only hope, but, Bob is someone who's played with him and knows him pretty well. And I know him well too, but that sucks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like devastating for the player, right? Yeah. Obviously you come back, you go through it, you miss an entire year, and that's where you end on a free, like, it's one thing if you're getting hit or, right, you jar it some way, but they run into the back of the net on just a freak accident. He's probably devastated. I have not reached out to him since I spoke to him right after the injury. And I'll give him some time to let it marinate and kind of get through surgery in the first couple of days and weeks. But I will reach out and just wish him well. But it's got to be devastating to be back at square at step one, excuse me, after all of it. So I hope it's not. I think he's gonna be back. I think he's gonna go home, have a great summer, and I think he'll be back. And just wish the best.
Here's
for
my
him.
Concern, though.
What's up?
He came back and was timid or nervous about it at the start of this year, which delayed him, I think, a little bit. That's what was mentioned. How is this gonna be?
Oh, I mean, mentally, it's gonna be a grind.
Oh.
But that's the thing, right? Like when you get injured and you're coming back from something, I remember when I got cleared after triceps, they cleared me and I was like, there's no way they just cleared me. I did a full range of tests in Idaho with my PT that I was with all summer. And he's like, yeah, not a chance. And then 2 days later I was cleared in Detroit. I was like, okay. So they're going to have to be like, he's going to have to put his trust into, and obviously trust the doctors in Ottawa. They're a different level, but he's going to have to put his trust in all the work that he's doing and just know that, like, I'm going to get hit. It's going to happen. And hope that he's strong enough, but he's going to be prone to it right now though. Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you had your shoulder done?
I've been lucky. I missed a shoulder. I went into it twice to go get looked at for it, and both times they're like long-term recovery, but a lot of stuff like this, right? The bands and crinkling newspapers and
I did that. I talked about this before, but I tore my labrum and my shoulder was so bad. I was bone on bone. So I had to go in and get it done. And for people who haven't had your shoulder operated on, it's such a long process, because when you come out of it, you're so weak and it's like, you can barely get your arm up, and it's just those baby steps at the beginning are so frustrating. But the good thing for Josh is he's still relatively a young guy. The worst would be doing this when you're in your early 30s, mid 30s, and it's so much tougher to come back.
Yeah,
I do agree, Wally, because there is, you know, your brain does send messages to you, especially when you've been hurt a certain amount of times. That's going to, it's human nature. You're going to be reluctant. But if you go back to this injury, if you go back to look how this happened, the chances of that particular play happening is just, I don't even know what to put the percentage at, getting hit on the exact spot on the net that doesn't give. Because here's the thing with NHL rinks now. I skated at the Canadian Tire Center about 2 weeks ago. It's amazing, Bob, how much the boards give. Like when you go in now and take a hit, it's like a wrestling ring. Like you can't get hurt on the boards anymore, really, because there's, like, a long time ago, it was plexi, it was seamless glass, it didn't move, and boards that didn't move. Now they move, but poor Josh Norris finds one of the places on the entire rink, maybe the only thing that doesn't move, the back of the net. Like, think about that for a sec. It's crazy, because he got it to a point where he wasn't, at least the way I was watching him, Bob and Wally, he didn't seem afraid. He was going in traffic. He wasn't playing tentative. He was at first, but I just feel bad for him. It's that process is just, it's so brutal to, and I didn't even do what he did. Mine was a torn labrum. So can he come back? For sure. It's just a long process. And like you said, it sucks.
Yeah. And he's going to have to pay very special attention to the mental side of things for him going through and starting over again. Like it's, and then he's going to go home, be around family, and he's not sitting in Ottawa while the team's traveling and he's on his own and you're just bored. And like, he's going to have a full summer ahead of him. So at least he has that going for him, and where he's rehabbing will be, close to his support system, which is huge.
But the big positive this time is right away. Yep. No waiting, surgery. Let's go. Mm-hmm. So the plans are like, I like this, instead of like, you know, let's just try and rehab it for a bit. No, we're doing surgery. This is the plan. Yeah. And at least as a player, you know, this is what you're going to do. And then you get on with it. And then you turn the page and move on. And what are we at? We're beginning of almost mid-March. So April, May, June, July. Yeah. So he should be good to go by camp.
Let's hope so. I mean, not only is a 35 goal scorer, but he's just a good kid. So
yeah, good person
here for him all day long. Yep. Okay. I want to get to our, let's call it the DoorDash hot and cold performer. This one might come as a bit of a surprise, but always this show proudly delivered by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want with Double Dash on DoorDash. You can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees. So everyone can get what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off, zero delivery fees on their first order, $15 more when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. Enter code NATION25. It's all uppercase letters. That's 25% off up to a $10 value. Zero delivery fees in your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. And enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. Gentlemen, on a 7-game winless streak, I've just picked the entire team.
I got nothing. I guess we can elaborate on it if you want.
Like, okay, how? I don't. So this gets to the point where over the weekend I noticed, and I was curious about it because you kept seeing all the golf pictures. The guys went to Pebble Beach. They were having fun in California. Ooh. Right? And then all of a sudden, everybody now is like, well, wait a sec. You can't be going out golfing everywhere and losing 7 in a row. I get it. But also, they are allowed to. They got stuff thinking they're allowed to do here, right? They're people. So where do you guys stand on, like, if they had won the San Jose game, I don't think there'd be as much pushback. But because this team went 0-4 on that road trip, all three games in California against lesser teams except the Kings, if you will, there is definitely some unhappiness about what seems like everybody enjoying all the fun in the sun while the fans are sitting here going, can you just give me a fucking win?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, they were at Pelican Hill too. Did you see the pictures?
I saw the Pelican one. Yeah. Oh. I was like, I think if I squint hard enough, I'll see the house. But
what a course.
Don't wait a sec. You owned a house at Pelican Hill too?
We were just south of it, or just just north of it. Yeah. We weren't in Pelican Hill because it's like Newport Coast. It was weird. Like, Pears lived up there and a couple other guys in that way. But we played there like every Monday, give or take. That was like we were religiously off on Mondays and we had the course to ourselves. It was incredible. So we went out there a lot. But look, I'm on both sides here. I understand where the fans are coming from. I completely do. Right. Mm-hmm. But what goes on at the rink and you bring it home or take it outside the rink, it becomes a way bigger deal. Like, you need to leave it at the rink. What do you want them to do? To go home to a hotel room and just sit in the dark? No, like, that's
so I get it, but maybe don't
keep it off social media. Like, let's not put it out on social media and be like, what are you guys doing today? I just lost to San Jose, who I hadn't won in 15, and I went and played Pebble. It's $600 a round. Like, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I think that's the problem.
Is go play now, play a like, public, play so a public just so course.
People know,
yeah. Play a Muni.
Just so people know, you're only allowed to be at the rink for 3 hours a day. They can only keep you at the rink for 3 hours a day. So outside of that, you got 21 hours to figure out what to do with your day. So I understand that point of let's get out and do something. It doesn't look good on social media. That's all. I have no issue with
it.
They just needed a better result. I know they outshot San Jose. They arguably should have won the game against a goalie that's never won. All the things that shouldn't be happening are happening. I just want them to look like they're a little more inspired. I don't want to say give a shit. I just don't think they look as inspired. And now you give them and fans an excuse to be upset with you.
You see what Nashville did. They canceled their trip to the Sphere.
Yeah.
And then Barry Trotz, he's like, we're not winning. We're not going. So, and he's one of the best guys in hockey, but I'm of this mind. You got to do stuff away from the rink or you're going to grow crazy, especially when things aren't going well. You have to get your mind away from it and just don't put it on social media. Like, that to me is a no brainer. Like, you've lost how many in a row? Don't put it on. It's like, go have a good time, unwind, get your mind, get refocused, but don't tweet it. It's kind of weird, Bob? Today's players, like, everybody wants, it's totally changed. Like, when I played with Korea and Solani, they didn't want anybody to know anything they were doing. Like, they would check into the hotel under aliases. Mm-hmm. And like, I couldn't even imagine Paul Korea wanting to like send out a picture of what he's doing. The guy was the most secretive guy ever, but it's weird how things have changed.
That's just different, right? Different generations. These kids have had cell phones since they were 10 years old, and it's always, and that's, you can't put any, you can't win on social media no matter what you do, honestly. So I would just say this. I've played for coaches that were more along the lines of, hey, it's a day off, and that day off is obviously mandated at this point, which wasn't the case back then. Do what you want to do with your day off. Don't show up to the rink the next day hungover, obviously. Come to work, be ready to go. But whatever you do on this day, do it. Like, the alternative is sitting in your room all day. Like, and I've played for a coach that was like, nobody's doing anything. And I was like, okay. And then you just lay in bed all day. You're in the wrapper. You have three room service meals and you watch 12 movies and you feel horrible the next day. It actually is nice to go out. They probably walked some of the holes and enjoyed it. Like, it's not a bad thing. But
when I was
on Instagram,
when I was playing in Detroit, they took us up to Banff. It was the beginning of the season, and Scotty Bowman says to all the guys, I don't care what you do, but absolutely no skiing. Nobody is to go skiing. Sure enough, the next day at practice, Sheldon Kennedy shows up. His face is completely windburned from going down the ski hill. And he's got a huge, huge sunburn. Like, why is your face so red? Were you skiing? He's like, yeah, I was skiing. He's like, get on the bike. You're not playing.
That's amazing. We went up to Banff one year when we were on that West Coast trip. And I had never been to Banff, and I was like, this place is absolutely incredible. We did the fair, the hot springs, all that kind of stuff. Sure, and then we had a great dinner, went out. And there was a lot of players on that bus the next morning that were probably wishing they hadn't, because we weren't in a great place, but a lot of us were like, when the hell are we going to get this experience again with your buddies? Like, you know, right? Like, we're going out for pints after the game, and nobody was out till 3 a.m. or anything like that. But, and then he got up, and we worked it off. We got bagged, but I got on the bus after that with a liter of water. This was early in my time with the Sens. I got back on the bus and I was like, worth it. I would have done it again. I had so much fun. I was singing karaoke, just enjoying myself.
Sometimes an executive decision needs to be made by the boys, and everybody does it. And maybe it's time for the Sens to do that.
A little guilty game.
Yep. Maybe
nope.
It's time.
No, I'm not endorsing it.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, while my sweatshirt I did a little wardrobe change. My T-shirt.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say you're like Jimmy Fallon here.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. By the way, one of my coolest things was watching we had a GM meetings or something at Pebble Beach one year. Mm-hmm. The bagpiper that closes the course down every day. That was pretty cool. Do you guys know who owns Pebble Beach?
No.
Who is it?
Jeremy Jacobs.
Really?
He owns part of it, Pebble Beach. Yep. Which is why the GM meetings were there.
Oh, yeah.
And then he might have been the owners, but it was one of the two. And then Jeremy Jacobs owns part of the Sphere as well. That's his company.
Wow.
He's doing okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Doesn't he own all the concessions for a lot of the arenas?
Like Aramark?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think he does. Like, he's got his fingers on a lot of different things.
Guy's doing okay. Okay, I want to move on. Oh, by the way, we're going to now keep track of the Senators lottery chances. And so,
great idea.
We're on track for Mac, we're calling it.
Well done.
And Ottawa right now tied with Columbus in points. So if Columbus can get on a bit of a heater here, Ottawa can move into the top four, which would be nice.
I honestly think that Chicago is going to come down from that number. Yeah. They looked good the other night. Bedard's healthy. Like, they're going to win some games.
Yeah. There's no pressure.
They're bad.
Ottawa needs to get to the double digits. I don't like it at 8-5. Getting like 11-12% range and you're sitting good.
What a difference 6 months makes, huh?
That's crazy.
Much like the show, the season went off the rails.
Yeah.
Wonder, can I quickly get to the tank? Oh, here we go. I'm just going to sim it. Ottawa went to second, Chicago first. Wow.
The good thing is at least Tarasenko didn't have a good first game with Florida.
So somebody tweeted, we should have, or I think they commented on our YouTube channel, Tarasenko got 2 goals. We should have kept him. And I'm like, well, that doesn't mean anything. Like, what is keeping Tarasenko going to help you win?
Nothing.
It's incredible. Some of the things that I get where I just like,
it's just having
somebody hang around that's good in the room and a good veteran for the last 20 games would be the stupidest thing ever.
Okay, I got two things to get to. I don't want Bob. It's an important day for Bob. We'll get to why that in a sec. So first, I want to part of our show brought to you by Betway is going to be not a lock of the day, but instead, if you guys think if Ottawa is going to reach over 75.5 points. So right now, 54 points, 20 games to go. Are they? By the way, the odds makers have Ottawa under 75.5 points. Mm-hmm. Do the Ottawa Senators get to 76 points this season? Bobby Ryan.
Oh, I got to go first. I'm I think it's a unanimous under. it's hard because it's like the loser point. If they get 5 of those and 5 wins, you're right there. Right. And, but no.
Well, do you think they're going to win 8 of the next 20 games, which would be 16 points? Right. Even if there's a couple OT losses in there.
Yeah.
That 20 points is tough.
Yeah, no, not a chance. Not a chance. I think we're going to start to see some influx, some guys coming up, some other guys maybe being pushed aside. No, it's about that time where you start to see some of those guys get rewarded. One game here, one game there from Belleville. The Clevins, whatever. Kirkshanks.
Yeah. See, it'd be interesting if they do or not. We always think that they're going to make all these bringing players up, but I'm not sure what there is to actually bring up other than Angus Cruikshank, obviously, maybe Sokolov, but I'm not sure about that. Looks like Rourke Chartier will stick for the rest of the year with Norris out. Tyler Cleven, I know you're pretty happy about that, Yorkie. We should have a Rourke part of the show. So I don't know what more there is. Maybe a goaltender, but
yeah. I guess I don't think we're going to see an influx, but I think we're going to see players get games to reward guys that have been good down there all year. It's that time of the year, right? You almost every losing team sees it.
Yeah, we'll see.
What do they need? Okay. So what do they need to do to beat that number? Go what? Be 500?
Oh, well, I mean, no, they could have 8 wins and 4 OT losses. That would give them 20 points. So they would need 20. They need 22 points to go.
I think Ottawa is going to do what they always do. Screw themselves out of a high draft pick. Just pull some wins up.
Well, the good news is if you're in the top 11 or in the bottom 11, you have a chance at number one overall. So
yeah, but when has that ever happened?
The New York Rangers went from, I think, 10th to 1st for Alexis Lafreniere.
Did they really?
Yeah, they jumped high.
During COVID, yeah.
Man, if you could wish for something to happen for Ottawa on a season where from the start, it's like as soon as Michael Andlauer bought this team, it's like, okay, we can go over Pinto or the GM losing the first round or blah, 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 on and on. Yeah,
he's got fingernails left, Yorkie?
He's been dealt a shit sandwich from day one. And from day one, and it's got to be so frustrating. So perfect world, they start winning some games, finish 9th or 10th and get that first overall because this guy, like, he was punished by the NHL. Like, that was the stuff that was handed down. Like, you know what? I know you weren't here, but you're losing a first rounder for a trade you had nothing to do with. And welcome to NHL.
But you can't go to the owner like this is, oh, I know you're a new owner and we should change the rules. But by the way, there's still people in the organization that helped that issue. I know Pierre Dorion was the GM, but Sheldon Plenner told, as far as I know, Michael Andlauer, it's not that big a deal. Mike, don't worry about it. We got it under control.
He never should have had any say in hockey ever. Like, there's one of the biggest problems. Like, that's why they are where they are.
I got to get to this part today. It's part of our Did You Know Today, which is brought to you by Wendy's. And Wendy's and the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Every All-Star needs a sidekick to support them, just like every Wendy's meal needs a 6-piece of nuggets. And right now, Wendy's is teaming up with Daily Faceoff Fantasy to bring you weekly prizes like free nuggets, burgers, and more. So if you think you're an expert in all things hockey, prove it. If you aren't already, start adding a 6-piece to your Wendy's order for just $3.49. It's a dynamic duo like Yorkie and Bobby that you never saw coming. Sign up for the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool today, presented by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Wendy's, I'm loving it. So on this date, 4 years ago, the Ottawa Senators lost 3-2 to the Los Angeles Kings in what would be the last game of the 2019-20 season. The next day, the league shut down due to the pandemic. Bobby Ryan, in his last game as an Ottawa Senator, scored his 107th and final goal with Ottawa. 29 seconds into the game, on a little soft dump, Brady Tkachuk around behind the net. Tries the wraparound
right to Bobby.
Yep. Brady wasn't trying to pass that. There's not a chance. That was
you'll see on the replay.
A wraparound where the puck went off the toe of the stick. But I obviously remember this goal being my last one there. But I just kind of circled out of the middle of the slot there to try and get lost. And Drew was having a year himself there. So he zigged, I zagged, I got open, and then I shut her down because I was like, this game is not – we were literally like, are we going to finish the game?
Yeah.
Mentality. And like having Ron Hainsey in the room, we were like, are we warming up? And he's like, it looks like it. Are we, like, and it was just – I can't tell you how bad the game was. It was – it was a horrific hockey game because both teams had such an inclination that it was ending based on every, like the NBA being done, whatever. And we had been following Utah around a little bit and a couple buildings they were in. So we were like, just let us know. But we all had a feeling we were playing our last game of the season. It was crazy. I've never been part of anything like that. And I've seen some shit in Ottawa.
What was the crowd like? Because it was supposed, I think the building was half full.
It was pretty empty. Just, yeah.
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 That whole thing is so weird.
There's the quote of the show right there. I have seen some shit my time in Ottawa.
Yeah. Merch. Dude, if you think about it, we had guys that had COVID playing that game, right? Because a couple guys flew immediately home and were like, I'm sick, and went right, got tested. And then our group chat, obviously the team has a group chat where all the info comes in, what bus time, whatever, pictures. And we had one player that needed an MRI every week. He was just convinced something was wrong all the time. So what? Yeah, he's long gone.
Who was that? It was the big Z Zaitsev.
One of our trainers was like, Bobby, you have no idea. Every single week, I need MRI. And you're like, no, what's wrong? You got hit by a shot. You don't need an MRI. But he got tested and had it. And a couple other guys were like, it's not bad. I'm sick. I'm just whatever. So they were like, do we need to go get tested? And they said, no, just kind of do your thing. And I was like, I'm going get the jet on the runway. So I was in Idaho less than 48 hours. I was like, I'm not sitting here.
I need MRI.
He was so funny, man. That guy was great.
I think it was, if I have it here, was
how
it
could
not-
you, I hated getting MRIs. You know, when you go in there, I'm a little claustrophobic and it's like you're in a coffin. I can't stand it.
I would do everything to avoid just driving down because it was in Gatineau.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, you should probably go get one. And I'm like, nope. Just put some ice on it. I'll be good. Just because I lived in Dunrobin area, or like all the way out there. Oh. I was like, I'm not a chance.
I think it was Anton Forsberg, the backup goal. Who was Swedish goalie that game? Was the backup. He had gone home because I think his dad was sick.
Yeah.
And he flew back from Sweden. And God, I believe he was the first guy to have it.
He was such a great kid. What is his name?
Goalie?
Yeah, that's going to drive me nuts.
Anders Nielsen? No.
No, it was before that. Anyway, I thought it was Hogberg or something like that.
Was it Hogberg or Hogberg? What was it?
Well, it ended up being Hogberg.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
It Hogberg started as Hogberg and then went to Hogberg. So what was the next day like? Because you guys, if I'm not mistaken, are at the bus all trying to figure out or at least there's a bunch of you trying to figure out what's going on, right?
Yeah, I was in a weird place, right? Because I hadn't been back for long. So like I knew that guys were probably going to either go for a late dinner or drinks or something. And I was like, I wasn't there yet. So I just went back to my room like immediately. So I was like, nobody knock on my door. I was just getting all the text and I had talked to Ron and he's like, the season's going to be canceled, but we're being told to prepare for we were either Chicago or home. I think it was Chicago that we were finishing up in. When we woke up in the morning, we were walking into the breakfast room with our flight plan to Ottawa as opposed to Chicago. So it wasn't chaotic or anything like that. It was like either, hey, we'll be on the road for 3 more days or we're coming home. It really wasn't chaotic at all. But the boys the night before were like, well, do we run it or like we're in LA for one more night. Do we run it or
there's 8 guys from that team that played their final Ottawa Senator game.
That's crazy. That game. Yeah.
Jace Howerluck, who scored the last goal for the Ottawa Senators that season. Duclair, Andy, Andreas Englund, Rudolph Balcers. And then Ron Hainsey and Michael Bodker played their final NHL game that game.
Oh, wow. I forgot those two. Yeah.
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 Like,
what a it's tough way to
it's
end.
It's too bad knowing that. Yeah. It, right. Like, more you don't have Andy a say.
Yeah.
Andy, even for Ron Hainsey, like, that's your last game. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it's too bad. I just remember how weird that was.
he was playing for us, but he was working for the PA at the same time. Like he was 1 foot, he was a foot so far out the door, ready to start the next chapter, that I don't think he would have minded, if I'm being completely honest.
Well, fair. I do remember. Yeah. So he gave me one of the most honest answers I've ever gotten from a player. He signs the 2-year deal, which is it 5 million, 2.5 million, I think, a season. So we're doing our preseason or training camp interviews, and he sits down. And I'm like, "Hey, Ron, I'm like, why did you decide to sign in Ottawa of all places?" He goes, "Did you see what they're paying me?" I was like, "You just said that on camera." Yeah,
yeah. He was a good. He was funny. He was a funny guy. I liked him a lot.
Now I've heard he may live in the woods in like upstate New York or whatever it is.
I'm not sure where he ended up, but he's very involved with the Players Association. So
still, okay.
Yeah, he's still around. Yeah. I, as far as I know, I haven't paid much attention, but I thought I saw his name around recently. He didn't go full Tim Thomas.
Well, that's someone's like, yeah, he's just going to go off into the woods somewhere. I'm like, okay, we'll find out later. So when you look back, you had no idea that was your last Sens game. I guess, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, yeah, I guess I didn't know. I knew after we were done, I was like, I had already sold my house. Like we were planning on not sure whether we were coming back or not, more towards retirement than the other side of things. I was like, I kind of got to finish the way I wanted to finish. And I just going through the free agency period, I was like, I kind of got a second win here. I want to try this one more year just for fun to go out and kind of reestablished a love for the game, because obviously I had been pretty dark place beforehand. But I would have liked to have played one more game at home for sure. That's that kind of stunk to just finish out in the out West Coast, you know, kind of a nondescript game, and then you're just all of a sudden it's gone. So tinge of regret there, just in that sense.
I will say you scored 5 goals that season, and I'm not trying to pick on you for that. You just picked perfect timing. One was you opening night, you scored against the Leafs. Then you had the hat trick game, which was obviously, and then you scored in your final game. I just thought, wow.
Yeah, didn't play too much. I don't even know how many games I played that year, but it wasn't many. 20 something.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You played 24 games, 5 goals, 8 points.
Yeah. Clearly, I was hot. Point every 3 games.
Plus 3, though, Bob. Plus 3 on the positive side.
So I left at the tough part of the year. I came back when there was no pressure.
+3.
Oh, I was really excited to finish, because I think we had 10 or 11 games left, if I recall correctly.
You would have had 11. That was the 71st game.
Yeah, and I would have really loved to have finished strongly, because I had never felt better in my life. Like me and Schwartzy and Rob Moulin went to work when I got back in December.
Really?
And I did was work out, skate, eat right, meetings, all day long. My days were so programmed. It was amazing. And it was tiresome, because I really wanted the Players Association to step in. There was, between the doctors and everything, just a lot of miscommunication. And like, you see how quickly guys are coming back right now. Like I was put through the ringer, but no regrets. It worked. It was what I needed. So I would have loved to have finished strongly and like kind of used that to catapult myself for another year, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I do remember seeing you at Sensplex with Dono. You didn't seem overly excited those days.
I was getting absolutely crushed on the ice and then in the weight room. And then I knew that, like, I was pissed that they're like, you have to go through fitness testing again. I'm like, I was close to calling the PA on that. I'm like, look, I'm not a 2-year guy, right? Like, but I had to go through everything again.
Really?
And that was Pierre. Yeah. And then DJ's like, that's Pierre. And Pierre's like, it's DJ. And I'm like, just both lying to you. Okay. Wow. Zero communication.
I believe it was Randy Carlyle that was going to do the testing, actually.
I went through it. I believe it. But it's funny. We just needed everything on paper. And one thing I have is I have zero vertical, just not good at it. And one day I went in and Rob Moulin and I were doing deadlifts, and I was like, hey, pull that jump pad out. I want to see if I'm just making any progress on this. I jumped like 6 inches higher than I'd ever jumped before. And I was like, write that down. He's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're writing this down. Wow, that's good. So like every time I would just have a really good day in one area, we'd be like passed. So it was just the skate test was a bit. That killed me.
Yeah. Skate tests are brutal.
Well, I just, they don't make sense. In what world am I supposed to finish within a second of a suicide on from that year? Alex Formanton was finishing it in the lead. I'm like, how am I supposed to compete with him? But give us a puck and do it, and he'll be chewing on it before we get to the
right line. So hated you have to be in a skate test a second from the top guy.
You have to be under a certain amount of time, and the top guys were not finishing it with more than like a second or 2 to 3 seconds to spare. Like a full suicide in under 45 seconds, Yorkie, and the second one has to be under 47.
Brutal.
It's ridiculous.
You needed like an anticipation test where you use your hockey sense to go to certain spots. Like, how about that for a test to see who guys that are actually smart?
Yeah, I would love to see. Yeah, put some kind of skill into them at something.
Exactly.
So I don't have to be on the bottom of
the air. The best was I figured out we had a skate test in Anaheim. Brian Murray made us do it. You had to go all the way back, all the way down, all the way back, all the way down, all the way back 6 times. But I figured out they were wanted to measure your drop off. So the first time you got to do this 6 times too, 6 times 6. Paul Kriya is in my heat and he just takes off like a rocket. He's like, but his testing was one of the worst on the team because his drop off was incredible because he went so fast the first time. They're like, wow, you know, your drop off, where I purposely went slow my first time. They're like, wow, you're in really good shape. You didn't drop off that much because he goes 75% the first time. And they pick your finger to the lactates and all that one. Like that's a brutal test. Yep. Brutal test.
Yeah. I don't miss that. I don't miss that one bit.
Did either of you fail a fitness test?
No, I was good.
Like
that was one thing I was pretty good at. Because I wasn't that big for a D back then, so I had to like do something, especially early in my career. And I was pretty good. I hated running. I don't know about you, Bob. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand running. So I was lucky most of the teams were a bike test, and I don't mind the bike.
Yeah. I've never failed anything. I've been over the body fat percentage a couple of times, but it's weird because different places do it differently. So Ottawa was like 10.5 to 11 somewhere in there, and I'd be like 11.2, and they're like, okay, what are we gonna do? So they just bag in, get it down, and but you could be you could walk in the next day and be 9.5 if you just dehydrate the hell out of yourself, so it's whatever. Yeah. But I got on over, so I was telling Tyler Johnson that, and he's like, ours is like 18%, guys are between 18 and 20%, but they use a scale with the things, like it's all weird. I don't know. I don't know. One year I never felt better. I was strong. I felt great. And they're like, yeah, you seem like you're out of shape. And I'm like, well, that's for you to decide, I guess. But just I'm under contract, so let's go practice.
So Schwartzy wouldn't fudge it at all for you?
No, Schwartzy was pretty honest. Schwartzy was pretty honest. Yeah, I might have greased him one year.
I'm going to have to get him on if he'll come on and talk about
it. He would love it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so funny. He's very, yeah. Anyway, he's a national volleyball player. He played on the national team.
Oh, yeah. He's an unbelievable athlete.
Yeah. His son is actually a pretty good ball player now.
We had dinner with him, or went up and saw him not too long. Well, a little while ago, but Boro was still here. So Boro and I drove up in separate cars and went and saw him when they were down touring Vanderbilt and everything. So I've kept in touch with Schwartzy pretty good.
Yeah. He used to always make jokes about you whenever I saw him, or I was like, how's Bobby doing any fitness test or something? And I'm like,
yeah, sounds about right. Yeah. But I will say this, and I want it on record. If you text him and say, during my time here, who was one of the first guys in the weight room and the last guys to leave after every game, you'll get a resounding Boro and then me. Yeah.
I was just trying to figure out the name to give him. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he would always say, he's like, I never have to worry about Boro or Bobby coming in and lifting. I have to force other guys to get into the room.
Nikita Zaitsev, maybe.
He didn't talk to anybody, so he was in there all day.
just I need MRI. I need MRI. Yeah.
Okay, so Bob, there was a lot of chatter at the end about Nikita Zaitsev couldn't play anymore. What are your thoughts on that?
I think he got, I think he, the game passed him by a little bit towards the end for him. You could see. So here's what I'll say. He could still defend. He was still a pain in the ass to go against, like, on the ice. He would push you wide. He was so strong that if he got you in his area, he was hard to beat. Problem was he had the puck and he had no clue where to go with it, what to do with it. They just, like, the game didn't. At one point, it slows down for you, and then it speeds back up. And when that game sped back up, he wasn't able to stay with it. So he knew it, too. You could see it.
When I used to watch him, I'd say this. Like, there comes a point in the career when the puck is no longer your friend. Him mm-hmm. and the puck were not on speaking terms.
And it's funny, too, because you look at guys, they start to go through different sticks. Maybe it's this, and it's not. It's just But it's you're living in complete denial. I did it. I get it. I did it. And it's like, I remember – I was, yeah. I mean, why not? They're still paying them, but yeah, yeah. If you're still making money and you want to be around it, why not? But yeah, I don't know.
All right. Okay. So tomorrow we're back at 3:00. The Sens are going to play Pittsburgh to try and snap their losing skid. Speaking of a team that's struggling right now, the Pittsburgh Penguins are a mess. They can't do it. They can't do anything. They've given up, I think in the last 7 games, they've given up 30 goals against, and they think they've scored 10. Something like it's there.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, I'm not picking Ottawa. I'm done.
On record. All right.
No, they've, I can't. I'm, you know what? Quickly, I'll tell you the record.
Think about Pittsburgh for a sec. It's like Malkin's going to be done pretty soon. They're paying him a lot, and they had to get rid of Gensel because you had to get rid of somebody because that guy's still a young guy that's pretty good. Like that,
like their power play's 29th in the league.
Yeah, it's tough. It's kind of like you bring in Carl, but you already have Letang. I always say it's never a good thing to have too much of the same thing, especially when it's too many power play guys. It screws things up. It really does.
Yeah.
Look what happened when Carlson and Burns were both in San Jose together. As soon as Carl leaves, Burns leaves, Carl wins a Norris Trophy because that's what those guys do. Each one of them play a minute 40 of the power play, but now they've got to do whatever, 45 seconds each. It doesn't work.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Pittsburgh's a bit of a mess. And did you see Chris Letang throw that pizza up the middle to Connor McDavid?
Oh, man. Hey. I mean, like somebody's getting a couple bucks in their stall after the game. Wow, give me one of those.
Hey, we haven't even talked about Torts, by the way. That was beautiful. Oh, yeah. Hey, that was
beauty, isn't he?
Oh, I love him.
Isn't it beautiful? Just stupid.
I don't know. Everyone's talking about it. It was great because
just
they
you're
were
talking
celebrating.
About it doesn't make it great. It makes it
no. The,
that he
the reason why
it
was, the reason why it was great was they were losing the game no matter what, and his 2000 they were celebrating the 2004 Stanley Cup and all his boys were there, like Andrew Checks up there, Tim, all those guys like laughing their heads off. It would have been great if Torts would have made himself up. Made his way up to the box where all the guys were, and then panned the camera up there, and he's having a, he's
just having a with cocktail with the boys.
Yeah, that's what should have happened.
Yeah, what a I just don't understand.
I love him.
I think he's so great for the game.
Yeah, I love him. Wally,
I don't argue that
he's brutally honest and he doesn't bullshit, and players know exactly what's expected. What more do you
I want? Don't argue. Anything that he brings entertainment value to the game. I just argue there's no point in him arguing if you've already been kicked out. It's not going to end well for John Tortorella.
Yeah.
And now he's got a 2-game suspension and a $50,000 fine. Why? Because he said, I'm not leaving? Like, there's no choice. You don't have a choice.
I just go right to that quote from Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving.
I just watched that on the plane a couple of weeks ago. I love that movie.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, I started watching it on the plane too, and I'm like, wait a sec. I can't. People are probably watching this over my shoulder. I'm like, there's way too much stuff going on here. So I'm like, I'll just watch another movie.
I'm the same way. I'm like, is PG rated for the 50-year-old behind me?
Yeah. Anyway. That's why I changed it. It is a good movie. All right, gentlemen. Bob's on parenting duty. So is the goldfish alive?
I see the goldfish every FaceTime. I don't know how many goldfish are on, but every time I see it, I'm like, just an incremental yes. Like, it gets bigger.
Love it.
Yeah, he's still kicking.
Ah, perfect.
Still kicking.
All right.
You know, I don't know what's next, but something's coming.
What about like a guinea pig?
I might just go rescue a cat.
That's a nice.
Yeah. Send it home.
All right, nice alley. Nice alley. See you guys.
See you guys.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.